Peter, that turned into quite a scrap in the end. You've continued the winning run, but it was a fair fight.
Yeah, Poole are renowned for turning up a place with understrength teams and pushing everybody all the way. You know, that's to be expected, I suppose. But as you say, it was a difficult night for us. And if that was our bad day at the office, I'm thankful it was today, you know, and not when it's really going to matter.
Yes, I mean, I suppose you've got to get these meetings and the warning of Coventry next week out of the way. You did have Jakob Torssell riding as well as he ever has.
Yeah, first ever 15-point maximum in the UK and, you know, thoroughly deserved. He's really riding well at the minute and we're going to need him to keep doing that, obviously, in the weeks ahead.
I know he's got the Grand Prix opportunity, which I'm sure he's looking forward to, and maybe I don't know whether that's helping to build his confidence up at the moment.
Probably is. You know, the Swedes have made some funny decisions about nominations in the past, but he's perhaps the best young Swede at the minute and I'm glad they've given him his opportunity. I can't, you know, wait to see him in action in the GP. He's pretty nervous about it at the minute, but I'm sure that he'll cope well when he gets there.
Well, if he goes as well as he did tonight, he'll be fine. People were a little bit concerned as to how tight he is, because that was really quite a heavy fall.
Yeah, bent his sort of, you know, hand back. He's got a injury in the base of his thumb, but he's put some ice on it and the pain's going away now, so hopefully there's no lasting damage there.
I suppose for a team manager at this stage, with the playoffs to come in a couple of weeks, all you want to see is all your guys coming back safe and sound after every race, I suppose.
Yeah, we need to keep everybody fit, obviously, and I'll be looking for a much better performance next Monday when Coventry are the visitors.